Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Steely Dan bringing us back. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Greg Murad. Greg is Vice President of the National Right to Work Committee, nrtwc.org. Greg, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about right to work, folks, as opposed to the states that aren't right to work, meaning that you have to pay, if you're a member of a union class of workers in a company that are unionized, you have to pay the dues. Even if you're not a member, and in right-to-work states, you don't. There are 23 right-to-work states and 27 that are not right-to-work states. Greg, something that happened, the biggest brouhaha, in my opinion, over right-to-work happened in South Carolina in the last couple of years. Tell the audience about that.
Yeah, that was really a tragedy, a travesty, I should say, when Boeing attempted to bring a new line of airplanes down into South Carolina.
They were
going to
build their 787 Dreamliner there.
They were. They still are.
They built a factory.
Yes, exactly. They bought and upgraded a factory, spent $1 billion getting ready to start producing airplanes down there, and the union up at their place up in Seattle filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board saying, Hey, we're a union shop. They can't move work to a right-to-work state. And the National Labor Relations Board, instead of just laughing it off like they should have, actually took this complaint seriously and spent serious resources trying to persecute Boeing for having the gall to actually create jobs in a right-to-work state. They weren't even moving jobs.
And
they
I want to point out that this is the Obama NLRB, because every president gets to appoint the people he wants to or she wants to the NLRB.
That's correct. Is the Obama has appointed the most radical NLRB.
This is the Obama labor. So he can't skirt this issue. So folks, there were no jobs from Boeing in Seattle moved or replaced or stolen or done away with by the South Carolina. This is a brand new facility, brand new workers, brand new work being done. But because South Carolina wasn't a right to work, the unions complained. They got the backing of the Obama administration through the NLRB, and they've been able to postpone the creation of 2,000 Boeing jobs, Greg, and in my estimation, an additional 4, maybe more thousand small business jobs.
I think that's probably right, and in the end, that work is going to end up getting done in South Carolina. But what they
in the meantime, those people aren't working though.
In the meantime, those people aren't working, and they were able to successfully pressure Boeing to give concessions to the union up in Seattle, promising to bring them extra new work up there.
Which
that is not the role that government is supposed to play in American business.
And folks, you know that I'm not a Republican or a Democrat on this show, but I am the president of the Small Business Party, and this hurts small business owners. So, Mr. Obama, I'm going to skewer you on this, because when you talk about I've got a plan for helping small businesses grow their jobs, you've just killed thousands of jobs in South Carolina through your NLRB. So shame on you for that.
No doubt.
Now, let me tell you another quick story. Years ago, you talked about your silly labor unions. I know of a plant that had different plants inside of a big plant. You know, they did different things. Well, they had one little plant, the smaller plants that probably employed a couple of hundred people, that they were either going to have to shut down or the workers were going to have to take a lower price because of competition. Well, the people who worked in that factory had been there a long, long time. And they didn't want to take the lower the rates. So they were going to let the plants close down. But they knew that they had seniority over other people in the other plants. They weren't going to lose their job. So they knew they would take those jobs out from people in the other plant. And those people would be laid off.
That's terrible.
Guess what? The company offered those people who were about to be laid off the jobs that the other guys didn't want at the lower pay. They accepted, and the unions wouldn't let them have the jobs.
Oh.
And so 200 guys lost their jobs because of the their own union brothers cost them their jobs.
And that is unfortunate.
I know that story personally because a relative of mine was one of those people who got laid off.
Mm.
Now think about that, folks. You want to talk about the morality of unions? That's the kind of behavior that's their behavior. And that's why I do not like unions, and I've said that many times on the show before, Greg.
Well, and that's why the American people, I think, are choosing less and less often to unionize. Density has dropped from
they can't sell their product
7%.
There are two reasons. That's one of the reasons they can't sell their product. Here's another reason they can't. Nobody will eat their dog food because they're not needed anymore. Because employers don't mistreat their employees like they did 100 years ago.
That's a significant factor. Minimum wage and OSHA took care of a large part of what the unions used to do.
Yeah.
So a lot of Americans are saying, why do I need to pay, $1,000 a year in dues to a union that's not going to get me anything I don't already have? And
that's
people still want it, and that's fine, but people ought to be free to choose.
Talk about a weird situation, though, with the Democrat Party having choosing a right-to-work state for their convention.
Yeah, I think the electoral math told them that North Carolina was winnable, and winning it would make his path to victory a lot easier, and there's this conventional wisdom that you put your convention in a state, it helps you win that state.
Yeah.
But I think it's really blown up in their faces.
I think it has, too, especially when you throw in the same-sex marriage issue, which really blew up in their face. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Greg Marad. He's with the National Right to Work Committee. And he and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.